Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We just talked to Dietrich Wise, a player who said he thought the fans were spoiled. He says those comments were misconstrued, but certainly wasn't happy with the fans booing or the Fire Mayo chants last week.
He did say today fans can feel any way they want to feel, right? Which is nice to hear.
He did.
The players can't control your thoughts.
He blamed Karen Gregan a little bit, but then, yeah, he did say fans can't think what they want, which is very different than Jelani Tavai today.
You need to know your role and shut your mouth.
All that is up on the Odyssey app. You can seek it out on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay coming up. But a lot of fans waiting patiently.
Yeah, let's hear from them.
While we were talking to Dietrich Wise.
They're not qualified to talk about the team, though, so they better not be talking about the team.
It's a good point.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Just make sure when you call us, you jabronis.
Yeah.
That you know your role.
Unless you're a former athlete.
And you understand you're not qualified to talk to us.
That's it.
Well, talk to us. Talk about the Patriots.
Know your place.
Yeah, know your role. Matt from Walpole, get us started.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm sorry. Just to preface this, I have no qualifications to be talking about this at all. But it's impressive that a team like the Patriots with six Super Bowls can be this horrendous at PR. Like with Jelani Tavai. Know your role. Dude, how about you know your role, man? Because you can't plug a gap. They average, like, every team averages, like, 7 yards against us. Or learn your role watching football at my house with me on Sunday, because that's probably what we're doing next year. It's insane. Like, I cannot understand how they do this. And then they go out and they say, yeah, don't worry, we're going to win the next game for you, as if that's not making it worse. Lose the game. I don't want anything back on this team.
Okay, well, that
now's not the time to win, fellas.
That I give them, like...
No, I know. They
just wise to go out there and try to win. Like, I'm not going to bust their balls for that. I want them to lose.
No, but
it is
just kind of funny.
It is.
And it, like, sums up how the season could go.
It is very much in their range of outcomes that they could get Drake May hurt, win the game, screw up the draft positioning. That's something they could do.
Right.
I just want to read this again. Jelani Tavai's career record, 33-65-1.
Yeah, but Rome wasn't built in a day.
He lost a playoff game. He does cite the Lions over and over again.
Yeah, they're the Lions.
I'll just note that his first 2 years in the NFL, he was on the Lions. They stunk.
What happened next?
He left. Now they're pretty good.
Oh.
He came to the Patriots. They've been good for like 2 decades. He got here, and now they're not so good. That's not all his fault, but that's just an interesting correlation with his career.
Because all the players on the team seem to think they need better players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem. When you defend Mayo the
Jonathan
way that you
Jones
are.
Told that to Andy and WEI fans. Yeah.
And then, so everybody thinks they need better players. Then it's like, so who's left? You're kind of, as they say, soft snitching on yourself, aren't you?
You're the players.
Like, I suck.
Yeah. All right.
It's not the coach's fault. It's the player's fault. You're a player.
Well, the other players.
Not me.
Not
I
me.
Should stay.
The other players.
Get better players around me.
Yeah. Load it up around me.
Okay.
Barry's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
hey, guys, I mean, the device statement should piss everybody off. But in reality, the ultimate blame goes to Jonathan and Robert Kraft because they created this dysfunction. They kept it here. You know, after last year, if they just cleaned house and started over, you remove that Belichick stench from the room. You get a whole new approach. People would be patient, but you kept it here. And that's what's going on right now. This dysfunction now is just becoming public. Who needs Hard Knocks when you can see it live? The Patriots are Hard Knocks. This entire season has been Hard Knocks. With the Gerard Mate missteps, the stupid statements, now Tavai's statement, and Keon White. And it's all coming up the bubble. The question is, what are the Crafts going to do about it? Are we going to continue with keeping Club Mayo and this constant? Or are we just going to be, we're finally going to get everybody out of that building? And by the way, these are the same people who drafted Tyquan Thornton and Jordan Richards and Cole Strange. Do you really trust them with the number one pick?
No, not really. But I think a lot of those were Bill.
Those guys. Yeah. But also, a funny point about Hard Knocks is
they very well could be on Hard Knocks.
Not if they fire Mayo.
Oh, that's true. With a new coach.
You can't with a rookie coach.
But with Mayo, it could be.
Right. So if they keep Mayo, then they'd be qualified for like the first time ever.
And they'd have to open up their doors to Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
That's another reason to fire him.
I mean, seriously. We want to show people what's going on behind closed doors here. Bring in a new coach. No, but it is a fair point. Like, you were so ready to move on from Bill Belichick, talking about the Crafts, and you wanted to do things differently. So you hired a guy that had only played and coached with him, and then the GM had been with him for the last handful of years anyway.
Yeah, here's why I still think Mayo's back. And Reese wrote today, clarity from the Crafts should be coming. Curran's fanning the flames. Bedard says it's 60% as of yesterday. Yeah. He's back. It's probably worse now. I still think Mayo's back because I don't trust the Crafts. I don't trust them to do the right thing. At the end of the day, I can't remember the last good move they made.
I think it's going to be the coordinators. They're going to look at the coordinators and be like, we fixed everything. Van Pelt and Covington are gone, and then that's what they're going to do.
So I really genuinely hope I'm wrong about that. Yeah, he should be gone. But I don't trust the Crafts to make the right move. When's the last time they made the right call on anything? 617-779-7937. Let's rip through our Bozo touchdown parlay today. For this weekend, there's not a lot of games where you can get touchdown odds out there.
No, it's a weird weekend, but there's some games.
A lot of questions around it. I'm going with Adam Thielen, plus 170. Who
Ooh,
are you going with, Keith?
I'm
going
to go Jordan Addison in one of those games that matters, Vikings and Lions. Terps going to T. Higgins.
Okay.
Lanny, who are you going with?
Tank Bigsby.
Nice.
Who ran all over the Patriots back when they played them.
When he's in London, look out.
And then Nick?
Lamar Jackson sews up his MVP case.
Ooh.
He scores.
Ooh,
all right.
Case.
So that's one ham, and that would win you just shy of two PS5s. $852.01.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad
to
at
ring
all.
In the new year. And we encourage you to shop around. Sometimes there's boosts on some of those apps.
That's right.
To juice that up a little bit. One ham, $852. Adam Thielen, Jordan Addison, Tank Bigsby, Lamar Jackson, T. Higgins. We'll tweet that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram so you can follow along this weekend. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. And we'll start to mix in some thoughts on the Celtics and the Bruins, both in action last night. Celtics good, Bruins not so much. That's next.